This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his illuminating teaching titled Communication in Marriage under the subtitle How to Resolve Conflict in Marriage, explaining how not to resolve conflicts. Today, he speaks about wrath. Let's join in.
Number two, it says that Romans 12, 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. Wrath means anger. So the second thing we should not do is that you cannot resolve conflicts with anger. It doesn't work. It does not work. You know, in a marital situation, when you have a disagreement with your husband or your wife, if you approach the thing with shouting, tears, screaming, anger, rather it aggravates the situation. It doesn't solve it in any way. It makes it worse. That's why it says, give place to wrath. In other words, don't allow wrath to control the narrative. You shouldn't do that. Anger. Because when two people are angry, a husband and wife are angry, and they start shouting and screaming, at the end of the day, maybe one person will just bang the door and walk out. Another person will just go and take a car and drive out. I don't know why some people drive out and people also walk out, but that's what they do. And the situation rather becomes worse. They were arguing about money. And now it is money plus loneliness. It has been added to it and separation. It becomes worse. Wrath. You don't have to shout to make a point. Because normally when you shout, you're abusive, whatever. What happens is that you cover the real issue up and you distract the person from what is being said to something else, which has nothing to do with what you are trying to correct. That's why it says, give not place to wrath. So we don't have to resolve conflicts with anger. Personally, I don't like resolving conflicts with anger because I feel it doesn't take you anywhere. Rather, it makes the person not even listen to what you are saying. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessels, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Not rendering evil for evil. Railing for railing. The word railing, it means to abuse somebody with a loud voice. And here, the Bible is talking about resolving conflicts in homes. And it says you don't resolve conflicts by abusing your husband and shouting and screaming and pouring water on the floor and throwing knives. Are you a ninja? You don't resolve conflicts like that. As a husband, he say you don't resolve conflicts by beating your wife, slapping, not eating, sparking your car, going out, not coming for 3 days. That's not how to resolve conflicts. He says, but contrarywise, blessing. Can you imagine that? On the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are there unto call that you should inherit a blessing. You know, there are things that when you do, it provokes a certain spiritual response. It's like giving your life to Christ. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, it's something that you say and you believe in your heart. But suddenly in the spirit realm, the control of the devil is broken. You become a child of God and everything changes about you. Although it sounds as if it was something that was just vocal. But what you just said has released powerful spiritual forces. Many people think that the blessings and the power of God is released only by prayer. The blessing and the power of God is released by obeying scriptures also. That's why I say in our walk with God, there is more to do than to pray about. There are many scriptures that when you obey, you release the power of God instantly without praying. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 17, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. The weapons of our warfare, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 says, they are not carnal. So the weapons I'm giving for resolving conflicts in marriage It's not a worldly weapon. So if you're not a Christian, you won't understand it. Neither can you do it. Because it sounds foolish. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wives. So he says, not rendering, railing for railing. Railing means loud, abusive language. But contrarywise, rather the opposite. Blessing. Knowing that you are thereunto called to inherit a blessing. Then you come to verse 12. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto the cry. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. This scripture is actually talking about marriages. People quote it all the time, but it's talking about the fact that people who resolve their marriages in a biblical way, God listens to their prayers when they pray. That's what it means. So there is a condition and there is a blessing. Moving to the next room doesn't change anything. Moving to the next room for 2 weeks and squeezing your face, it doesn't change anything. It just means that you are a natural person. In fact, you are a carnal person. Let me even say it well. Do you think that when Jesus was on the cross and the thief was insulting him, he was happy about it? No. But it was a spiritual man. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So what I want to say is that we serve a powerful God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We use spiritual principles. So I want to advise you, using the scriptures, that if you want to resolve conflicts, then make sure that you don't resolve them in the wrong way. Romans chapter 12, and I like verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, overcome evil with good. Final warning. Most of the time you think that you can overcome evil with evil. It doesn't work. Nelson Mandela, he overcame apartheid and evil with good. People like Hitler, who were evil and tried to overcome everything with evil, they have been forgotten. Darkness cannot drive away darkness. It's only light that drives away darkness. So whatever thing that you want to solve in your relationship, in your marriage, remember, darkness cannot drive away darkness. In John 1:5, the Bible says, and the light shines in darkness. And the darkness cannot comprehend or overcome it. That light is the light of God's word. When we obey it, it has its own supernatural power behind it. And the Bible says, when you obey the light of God's word, it will overcome the darkness in your marriage. Some of us have dark marriages, dark relationships. Why? You are fighting fire with fire and darkness with darkness. That's why it's getting worse. It is time to use the tools of the Bible. Trust me, it works. I've been using such tools close to 30 years. I can testify that these tools, they work. This, we have searched it. Job 5:27 says, and so it is. Hear it and know thou it for thy good. Job said, we have tested God's word and it works. I want to urge you, how not to resolve conflicts. Number one, don't take vengeance. Don't use vengeance to try and resolve a conflict. Your wife insulted you, so you also want to insult her. Your husband didn't help you with money, so now you have money, you also won't help him. That's vengeance. Rewarding evil for evil. Number two, wrath, anger. You can't resolve marital conflicts with anger. You have to resolve them with love. Very important. Let's just make sure that we don't try to resolve conflicts the wrong way. I said I'll pray for all those who are believing God for husbands and wives. And I want to pray. Wherever you are, lift up your two hands and let's pray. I want you to know that the supernatural power of God can draw people. Isaiah 46 verse 10, the Bible says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. In other words, God can tell you something. It's not yet done, but he declares it. Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. That's how God operates. He declares things that have not happened, but they will happen. He calleth the things that be not as though they were. Then in verse 11, Isaiah 46 verse 11, he says, calling a ravenous bird from the east, and the man that executes my counsel from a far country. In other words, when God has a plan, he wants to execute it, and it involves a certain person. It doesn't matter where the person is. He can bring that person into your life. He will call the person. Even if the person is in a far country, he will call him to come. So some of us, the people are supposed to marry, they are in Cuba. Some are in Afghanistan. Some are in some town. Some are in another country. But today I pray that as we declare the things that be not as though they were, whoever that God wants you to marry, may the Holy Ghost make your paths cross in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for all your people who are not married and desire to marry, both men and women. I commit them into your hands. Your word says you declare the end from the beginning. You know that this prayer did not come just out of my mind. It came from my spirit. This is a prophetic prayer. I pray for your people. I pray, Lord, for those who desire to marry. Let them be married. Wherever their spouses, their potential spouses are, by the power of the name of Jesus, I pray that you draw them. Draw them from everywhere, from any geographical location. Draw them. Let their paths cross. Anything that is preventing them from meeting, we remove it from the way. Like the way Rebecca was brought from a far country to Isaac to marry, I pray that wherever your potential husband or wife is, may the wind of the spirit blow the person your way now. Father, have mercy on your children. Have mercy on them. For if a man has found a wife, a husband, he has found a good thing and obtains favor from God. Let your people be discovered. I break every curse. I revoke every plan of the enemy. Every satanic power I bind. Every demonic power that claims to be your husband, your wife, your partner, I release you from that power. I break the power of principalities and powers. I pray, Lord, let there be angelic movements. You said to Abraham's servant, an angel will go with you and make sure that the girl comes. Whatever person that's supposed to come, Father, may an angel bring that person. May an angel bring that person. We pray for good marriages. I pray for those who are already married. I pray concerning conflicts. Sometimes these conflicts are caused by demons. I bind every demonic power. I curse every satanic force. I command the darkness in your house to disappear. I pray for light to fill your home. I pray for peace to fill your home. I pray for joy to fill your home. I pray for love to fill your home. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We stand upon the mercy of God. We call upon the grace of God. Let the will of God be done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that we must not resolve conflicts with wrath or anger.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, I have delivered a beautiful baby. It's a dear prophet, I ask you to pray for me because I needed a second child. You prayed for me, and by the grace of God and to the glory of God, I'm a mother to a beautiful baby. God bless you so much. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Let's glorify him. Let's thank him for giving us such a wonderful testimony this morning.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading Airpa. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading Airpa app. On the go with a word.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabadian.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075 75215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.